Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast. You know, my wife is a crisis counselor. You would think that by the very nature of the word crisis, that she would see a continually changing group of clients who were dealing with the occasional crisis. Not so. She frequently engages with the same group of folks who lurch from one crisis to another. It seems like they never learn from their mistakes. They continue the same behavior that brought on the original crisis, and they find themselves in another one. And that pattern of continued crises repeats. Now, that pattern of behavior, you know, we can call it not learning from the past, and continuing the same pattern, the same behaviors that brought less than ideal results is probably, I'm sure, far more prevalent than you might expect. As a veteran sales consultant and sales trainer, I've worked personally and contractually with over 500 different companies, and many of them were market leaders, you know, continually adapting and growing. And they have been and will probably continue to be successful companies. On the other hand, I've also worked with a group of companies, for want of a softer word, let's call mediocre, who never attained the potential that they have. And one of the primary differences between the successful companies and individuals, as far as that goes, and the mediocre companies is the ability to learn and change and grow. Successfully, companies build that, the ability to learn and change and grow, they build that into their cultures and their disciplines, while mediocre companies and, as far as that goes, individuals do not. So one essential component of that core competency of learning from the past is the core competency of learning from the past. Successful companies and individuals will often institutionalize that process, and one way that expresses itself is in the form of an annual analysis. Okay, what's that? Well, let's talk about what it is not first. This is not an annual performance review, you know, that a supervisor does with an employee. The focus of the annual analysis that I'm talking about is not someone else. You're not reviewing someone else. You're reviewing yourself. See, the focus is on us. Now, in a business, that means that the key executives get together in a formal setting and intentionally draw lessons from the past so as to make changes for the future. Now, an individual can do the same thing. Here's some tips to do it well. So if you're going to do an annual analysis, either personally or business-wise, number one, set aside a formal period of time. And, you know, a half day to a day, something like that. But set it aside, block it off on the calendar so that you are focusing your time and efforts on this task in a specific set-aside piece of time. Number two, immerse yourself in the topic. I'm a great believer in mental immersion. And what that means is you dedicate time and energy and space to the process. No cell phones allowed, no interruptions accepted. I even recommend you hold it off-site, you know, in a place outside of the office, so that you have a secure and private environment, and it just lends itself to just getting deeply into this topic. If you're a group, number three, if you're a group, consider having an outside facilitator run the meeting. And the reason for this is a facilitator will stick to the process. And a facilitator, an outsider, has no vested interest in the results. And if he or she is any good, it's going to prevent defensiveness and pettiness that can often express itself in these kind of behavior review meetings. So I'm going to recommend, if at all possible, that you have an outside facilitator. Number four, create an agenda and stick to it. Now, this is not a strategic planning meeting. It's a precursor to one. The subject is last year, not next year. While it just naturally follows that an analysis of something we could have done better last year naturally leads to a plan for next year, try to keep these conversations to a minimum. We're here, you're in this, this annual analysis to look at last year, not to plan for next year. That comes later. That's next. So really thoroughly exhaust the analysis of last year. Leave the planning for next year to the next meeting. Here's some questions you can ask in this order to form the agenda of the meeting. Number one, what were the most important positive results from last year? Let me repeat that. What were the most important positive results from last year? Number two, what did we do to produce those, if anything? What did we do? Number three, what were the most important negative results or events from last year? And question four, what did we do to produce those? Now, if you ask those questions in that sequence, you will direct your thinking and the group's thinking to your behavior, the group's behavior, whether it's a business, an organization, whatever it is. And ultimately, that's what you want to do. You want to expose the things that the group or your organization did or did not do that produced those results. So ultimately, the lessons are going to come in the form of this. You know, what do we do well? What do we do poorly? See, you're a microscope examining your behavior individually and corporately. Now, for example, if you ask those questions in the conversation, and one of the points the conversation comes up with is something like, well, a major new competitor disrupted our industry, then the follow-up question has to be, what could we have done more effectively to deal with that? You see, so the idea is to look at the events of the past, just the past year, to dust them off and see how they indicate behavior that we can change. Look for omissions as well as commissions. In the example above, you know, one comment in the thing about a major new competitor disrupted our industry, somebody said, well, you know, we should have anticipated the new technology, but we didn't. See, what that's an omission. That is something we should have done but did not, as opposed to a commission, which is something we did and shouldn't have. So look at both sides of that, the things we should have done and we didn't, the things that we did and shouldn't, you know. Number eight, the end result. So when you're done with this meeting, what you ought to have is a series of bullets. And, you know, you can edit them down and consolidate them to one side of one page. And they ought to be under these headings. You know, what we did well, what we should have done and didn't, what we did poorly. And since we think deeply and formally about last year, this is called, it sort of institutionalized the process of understanding backward. So what we're doing here is a formal event, a formal process in the executives or yourself personally, where you go through a structured process to understand backward. Now that frees you, you know, it clears the air of the past, it wipes it out sort of, you know, and frees you to focus on the future, and that comes next. There's no need to continue to look backwards. You've done it once and well. Now all your energy, time, money can be directed toward the future. You know, something there's a Christian concept of, you know, forgiveness of sins. And that's basically what you're doing here. You're saying, okay, we've learned our lessons, we've acknowledged our faults, I realized our gifts and what we do well. Now we can rise up as a new entity, born again to a brighter future. Now we can focus on the future. That is a annual analysis, and it's one of the practices of a company that is trying to grow and learn well, and an individual who's doing the same. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.